This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, June 18th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As we reported yesterday, North Korea blew up an empty inter-Korean liaison office just north of the border with South Korea. This follows North Korea's threats against defectors now in South Korea who are sending balloons with leaflets back into North Korea, exposing the regime and sharing the gospel of Christ. The Worldview spoke to Gina Goh, Asia Director for International Christian Concern, about North Korean rallies against these defectors.
They actually even put out a huge rally. Of course, it's organized in Pyongyang to say that, we as North Korean citizens, we denounce this type of activities from North Korean defectors because they are traitors to our countries and all that. But I think at the end of the day, it's also because the North Korean regime at this moment, they are very frustrated with the negotiation with South Korea and the U.S. not going well. And at the same time, they are still placed under sanctions. And although they have tried hard to get those lifted, but because of their lack of progress in like the nuclear side of things, so they have not been lifted. So I think economically they are also suffering.
Goh said that the leaflet campaigns provide the little connection that North Korean Christians have with the outside world.
Christians, sometimes they are cut off from the rest of the world. So you have to imagine if this type of creativity gets stopped, then maybe they will not be able to get digital Bible, have a chance to be connected to the outside world, knowing that there are Christians outside. And also for the general North Koreans, if they don't have this channel, if they have this channel blocked, they might not be able to hear about gospels.
Please pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters in North Korea. Proverbs 14, verse 31 says, "Whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker, but he who is generous to the needy honors him." About 20 soldiers from India died this week as a result of a border clash with Chinese troops in the disputed Kashmir region. It's the first deadly clash in the disputed Himalayan border area in over 40 years. Gail Blair, a Christian woman who is blind, filed a complaint on Tuesday with the Rhode Island Commission for Human Rights against a library association that had banned her from a park for sharing her faith in Christ. Blair used to talk with people at the Rhode Island Wilcox Park about Jesus and offered them a copy of the Gospel of John. Blair says she was banned because of the association's, quote, "unlawful discrimination against me on the basis of my disability and my religious beliefs," end quote. John 1, verses 11 and 12 says, "Jesus came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." On Friday, the Trump administration issued a new rule to overturn an Obamacare regulation that had protected abortions and transgender surgeries. The new rule from the Department of Health and Human Services says that hospitals and insurers can refuse to participate in abortions and transgender procedures on religious grounds. U.S. Senate Republicans announced a police reform bill on Wednesday in response to the death of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. The Justice Act would seek to hold police officers accountable with new measures like an upgraded use of force database, restrictions on chokeholds, and a new commission to study law enforcement and ethnic groups. Of those approximate 119,000 coronavirus deaths in the U.S., nearly 51,000 of those deaths occurred in nursing homes and other senior care facilities, reports the Wall Street Journal. This accounts for about 40% of the national death toll from the virus. The Wall Street Journal said the number could be even higher due to differences between states' reporting and delays in reporting. The number of class hours devoted to the false theory of human evolution in public high schools increased by 60% between 2007 and 2019, according to a study by the journal Evolution, Education, and Outreach. The study also found that the number of high school teachers who agree with at least one of two questions, that intelligent design is valid, or that reputable scientists believe it is valid, fell from 21% to 18% over the same time period. Genesis 1 verses 1 and 27 declares, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them." Melissa Lipp in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota wrote me at adam@theworldview.com and said, quote, "I like The Worldview in 5 minutes because it links current events to Scripture. I have lived in the Twin Cities for 13 years, and I was glad to hear on the broadcast how people are coming to Christ after George Floyd's death. Thank you for the encouraging story," end quote. Toward our goal of raising $60,000 by Tuesday, June 30th, to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air, we're trying to raise $45,000 by tomorrow, Friday, June 19th. Listeners had already pledged $32,825. We're grateful to our new donors, including Amy in Ennis, Texas, and Stephen in Modesto, California, both of whom gave $25. Special thanks to Julia in Goodyear, Arizona, who gave $50, as well as Marcia in Fort Morgan, Colorado, and Al in Happy Valley, Oregon, both of whom gave $100. We appreciate Bradford in Sparta, Tennessee, who gave $250, as well as Patricia in Fort Collins, Colorado, and Jamie in Aiken, South Carolina, both of whom gave $300. Plus, Kelly in Eufaula, Alabama, pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300. And praise God for the generosity of Trent and Nicole in Black Canyon City, Arizona, who gave $400, Danny in Abington, Virginia, who gave $500, and Peter in Carrabar, New South Wales, Australia, who gave $1,500. Those 12 donors gave $3,850. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $36,675. We are now $8,325 away from hitting our third week's goal of $45,000 by tomorrow, Friday, June 19th. And listen to this. I've got some exciting news. Thomas and Mary in Treasure Island, Florida are so motivated to help us reach our $45,000 goal by tomorrow that they emailed me to say they are willing to match the first four Worldview listeners who pledge $25 per month for 12 months. Once those donations come through, Thomas and Mary will pledge $100 per month for 12 months. The body of Christ is getting creative. To hit our $45,000 goal by tomorrow at 12 midnight, I need to find 10 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $300, and another 7 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600. Perhaps there might even be 2 listeners who could pledge $100 a month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $1,200. Please, go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, June 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.